Oh, it's good, man. We're trying to just get better. My intensity is always 10. I'm always at a high level, so I'm just trying to bring the best out of everybody.
Can you see a difference between this year and last year on that front?
Yeah, I think with Coach Joseph's approach, the way he has us attacking every day. When you get a new coach, the guys kind of get a fresh start. They kind of get to prove themselves over, so that's where you can see that coming from.
Seems as if the practices have been a little bit shorter to start camp. As a veteran guy, do you like that?
Oh, yeah, I think it's smart, man, to get our legs up under us to avoid injuries and make sure everybody's ready to go from their first game. And a lot of teams, their approach might come out full go and full field, you know, I mean, full 10 or 3-hour practices, and then they'll have a lot of injuries. So I think it's smart, the approach that we're taking.
Yeah, they started with a short field, too, red zone, and then kind of pushed out. As a defense, what is your mindset with that? Because obviously it's critical in the evaluation of these quarterbacks, but how do you guys like it?
Oh, we like it good because, I mean, that's where you really win those games, man, keeping people out the end zone. And that's how I made my name, not giving up touchdowns. So we take that serious, especially on the defensive side. And we wanted to leave off of where we were in the OTAs, and we actually gotten better at it. So we're liking where we're at right now as a defense.
Seems like there's been admission that there was kind of a hangover last year from the Super Bowl, the different offseason. Do you sense then that a difference in its hunger, intensity, focus? What do you see that's different?
We kind of just started from scratch, man. Started over from scratch and had like a little reset with on the defensive side with Joe Woods, and that's the thing he's just been preaching, man. Just have that reset, forget about what happened, what we did in that Super Bowl year, and what we did last year, and kind of start over, have new goals, and try to win every day. We like it, man. We need that. We need to get a lot more competition, and from the past. And they're I like Mike McCoy. I love his offensive scheme. It's great, man. Makes me think. They put me in motion. They do a lot of different things, different sets, try to confuse us. And I think the quarterbacks, once they grasp it, and they'll have some of the same success that quarterbacks has had in their systems before.
It's only been 2 days, Chris, but how would you grade the quarterbacks so far?
I'd say they're pretty up and down right now. I think they both tell you they're starting a little slow. And, that's hard, too. It's hard, man. They're going against us, man. We're top secondary in the league, and we're not going to make it easy for them. And I think as camp goes on, they'll continue to get better. And I think the preseason game is really when you're going to see who's going to stand out and be that the number one quarterback.
How do you have to adjust when you face a scrambling quarterback like Paxton defensively? How does that change your mindset?
We got to cover longer, man. When we see Paxton, you know you got to cover. The linebackers got to kind of keep an eye on him. And that's the difference, man. And he can do that, man. Like we've seen today, man. He had a nice little run today of just taking off and outrunning a couple of linebackers, a couple of D linemen. So he brings that different effect to the offense. And Mike McCoy knows how to use those guys perfect, too.
When Peyton was here, you guys always had this wonderful test every training camp.
Yeah.
Is there any way for your defense to benefit from this quarterback competition,
I would say, yeah, because, I mean, they're coming out. They got to play. They're trying to win a job, so they're trying to play great every day. So that right there, we're going to push them, make it hard for them to play great. But it was definitely a challenge every day with Peyton. But hopefully with Mike McCoy, with this scheme, man, he makes it a challenge for me. I would say thanks for everybody else because his game is nice. I love his game, and it can definitely confuse you.
Have any of the young guys on defense, the rookies, the undrafted guys, have they stood out to you at all?
Oh, man, I think Rios, 38, he's made some plays. What's his name, 57, Walker? He's definitely he has definitely a lot of talent as a pass rusher. And then I can see him definitely making an impact. Third down, some situational plays for this season.
Bradley Roby has talked about how you guys push him to be better and how he wants to be better than you guys. What does it say about this team? Because we hear the same things from Shane Ray when it comes to Vaughn. What does it say about this team and the foundation that's set and how the young guys have to try and continue to get better?
Oh, because we're trying to continue to play at a high level, all-pro level, and Roby, he aspires to be there. He aspires to be a Pro Bowl level, and there's nothing better than when you got two guys here that's done it before and who's got it multiple times. So I think that's enough motivation right there. I remember when I was young, I was trying to get as many accolades as Champ could get and try to be in that same role. And so I can see where definitely he's coming from, and he's definitely improved, man. He knows it's a big year, and so we just got to keep playing, man. It's a new battle every day, and I think he's learned that from when Keys missed some games and he had to come and step in that role that he'll be more prepared for it this year.
Chris, did you go against Ridley 12 and 13
seasons? Yeah, I think so.
What kind of back did you just pick up?
Man, he runs hard, man. He's he definitely had great vision. He could catch the ball at the backfield. I mean, anybody that plays in that Patriots offense could catch the ball. So I think that would be good adjustment, great competition. And but, man, I like 33, man. He's a guy that's impressed me. Henderson, man, he just comes downhill, man. So I'm excited to see what he does when we put the pads on.
How good is Von Miller?
Oh, he's the best, man. He's the best in the league.
Do you see that he's benefited from being around the team this offseason, that he might be a little better? Because he's, you know,
Oh, yeah, I mean, and his main motivation was he came out a lot during the games, getting tired, fatigued, and his thing was that he wanted to play every snap, try to be in the best shape to play every snap this year, and so, of course, I'm challenging him on that because I can't come out, so I'm like, hey, man, you need to stay in every play, so I'm glad with the way he approached the offseason this year. I don't know. That's kind of hard. I think he can get close to, I would say, 850, 900. I think that's great for him. I don't know how many he played last year, but if he gets around there, I think that's a great goal.
Marius was saying the other day he noticed a big difference in Benny Fowler.
I mean, Benny has great releases, great hands. For in our system, I mean, I think he's going to be great. I think Trevor and him have a great chemistry together. I think I don't know what the chemistry is with him and Paxton yet, but Trevor, he loves to find him. And you can see from the seasons last year that when Benny came in, Trevor always looked for him. So I like the competition. I'm definitely going to make him better every day, and he should be ready to go. He should be able to take on that slot receiver.
Chris, is going up against two different quarterbacks in camp prepare you for the season better instead of just going up against the same quarterback?
Oh, yeah, we kind of go against, I mean, Paxton, he can kind of run. He has that running dynamic to it. So when we see running quarterbacks, I don't know if we got that many this year as we had in the past. But and then you see the pocket passer with Trevor, you get two different looks. And I think even the throwing motion, man, Trevor kind of has like a Brett Favre kind of sling it kind of throw. So. You get a different look, and definitely on how their balls are, sure.
Chris, what does Paxton's throw look like if Trevor's is far?
I mean, he's kind of more standard. He's taller. You can kind of see the ball coming a little bit more. So it's a little different, especially for a corner.
Chris,